More Idaho Matters right now from the studios of Boise State Public Radio News. I'm Gemma Gaudette. This weekend, one historic home will be making a big move. Built in 1895, the John C. Rice House has had many people pass through its doors. It served first as a home and then as a parsonage and a Sunday school until it was left vacant. Well, now, the Caldwell Housing Authority is breathing new life into the property, once again establishing the building as an important part of the community as it's relocated to a new part of town. So joining us today to talk more about this effort is Mike Dettenberg, Executive Director of the Caldwell Housing Authority. Mike, nice to have you on the program.
Yeah, thank you very much for inviting me. There's a lot to talk about, and I hope I get to share a lot of information with the public.
Well, I'm so excited to learn more about this. So my first question for you is, can you tell us who John Rice was?
Yeah, John C. Rice was one of the contributing founders of the College of Idaho, and he was also one of Idaho's first Supreme Court justices. So the house was originally built near the College of Idaho in 1895 and has a remarkable Victorian character and has stood as one of Caldwell's more beautiful homes.
So how long did John Rice live in the home? So give us a little bit of history on the house.
Yeah, so John Rice built the house in 1895, and I believe he lived there for about 16 years. And then he sold the house to a gentleman who worked for the U.S. government, and I believe it was the U.S. Department of Interior. And then he held the house for many years until it was turned over to a church that he belonged to for a parsonage. And then the church sold it to an investment and a holding company that then in turn turned around and sold it to a couple known as Dick and Shirley Crowley, longtime Caldwell residents.
Okay, so then how long did the house sit empty? So the Crowleys had it. What happens then? Do they just vacate it? What happens to have it be vacant before the Caldwell Housing Authority took it over?
Yeah, so I think there's many years of episodic occupancy, and I think for the most part over the last 40 years, it's remained pretty much unoccupied. So when the Crowleys bought it in 1984, it had sat vacant for a couple of years, so probably since 1980. And when they moved it around the corner off of Cleveland Boulevard towards a couple blocks to its location on the college, the Crowleys had every intent on restoring it to its original Victorian marble. And and then Shirley Crowley got ill and passed away, and Dick no longer had the energy to work on it. And then he sold it to another couple who had intended on making a bed and breakfast out of it. And they did some major renovations before they had a life-changing illness in their family. So the house has primarily sat vacant, I would suspect, since 1980. So a good 44 years, there hasn't been a regular occupant in the house.
And so how long has the Caldwell Housing Authority had the home under its purview?
So that's kind of a tricky question, and there might be some discussion about the timeline. But around 2014, the Caldwell Housing Authority approached the college about the John C. Rice House. And I think at that time, the college just recently received the house in a sale from its previous owner. And there was some logistics to work out about how that was to take place. And then 2 years ago, this last December, I had an opportunity to meet with one of the college's attorneys on a different matter, and just happened to mention the Rice House. And at that time, the college had indicated they were more serious about the Rice House being moved off the property, so that the college could proceed with their development plans. Mm. At that point, we sat down and put an agreement together, and the agreement said you have until June 30th of 2024 to move the house, or all offers are off the table. So
okay,
you can see we're pushing up against that time. And
yeah.
So we waited till the last minute.
So Mike, where is the house currently? And so answer that question first. So is it on the campus of the College of Idaho?
It is. So the College of Idaho over the years in their master plan to expand the college has purchased property around the college. And so that was one of the properties that they purchased. And so the house does sit on a piece of property owned by the College of Idaho. There was some discussion at some point that the college would restore the house and use it as some sort of a dignitary housing for people who are visiting, or special housing for somebody who a professor or something. But the college never saw that as a viable option for the college. They found greater benefit of the house not being there. So that's kind of where it's at now, is on College Avenue, named after the college in Caldwell.
And where will it be relocated to?
All right. It will be relocated downtown Caldwell to the corner of Kimball and Chicago, right at the edge of the historical district and right at the edge of the Destination Caldwell's downtown impact. So we are taking it from a place that's not necessarily rural, but open, and taking it down crowded streets in a difficult route to right downtown Caldwell.
Okay, so let's talk about that a little bit, because you've had to do, I'm assuming, some pretty serious preparation to get ready for this house to be moved. So talk to us about what you've had to do.
Sure. So first of all, before I get into the preparation stuff, I want to thank the staff of the Housing Authority and a gentleman who couldn't join us today, Mr. Carlos Gonzalez, who has done most of the logistical work. Without my staff and without Carlos, none of this would be possible. So when you start talking about logistics, we're talking first and foremost about how do we remove all of the utilities: Idaho Power, Sparklight, TDS, Time Warner, CenturyLink. All of those have lines that go downtown Caldwell and through the residential areas where we're moving the house. So we have to coordinate with all of those agencies. Next, we have to coordinate with the city of Caldwell, their street department, because street lights and street signs will come down. And then we have to coordinate with other organizations within the city to make sure there is appropriate road closure. The police department to make sure that we have the right notification of people in the residential areas who need to move their cars. And in a related manner, there's a second level of logistics, and that is making sure we have tow trucks available that night in case we need to move a car, you know, just right around the corner to get the house through. And everything from street signs, and we trimmed probably about 50 trees along the route to make sure that the house's 40-foot width traveled down the streets to its final location. So trees, law enforcement, power, utilities, municipalities, and then, of course, the moving company, Pacific Movers themselves. So a lot of work, a lot of coordination, and we've chatted with all the tenants and all the businesses along the route and making sure we're available to answer any questions.
So how far is the route? Like, how long is it?
So the route is a little over 2 miles.
Okay.
The vehicle will travel pretty slow. We anticipate that it will take between 6 and 8 hours to move it, depending upon any unforeseen obstacles along the way. But so it'll move pretty slow. And if you haven't ever seen a huge Victorian house on a trailer, it will be well worth the watch to see what happens when you move a big house.
So when do you start the move?
So the move will actually start Saturday morning around 9 o'clock, and we will move it about 3 blocks to the end of the College of Idaho's parking lot on Indiana. And we plan on doing that move in the morning. So first of all, we can get it ready to move it on one of Caldwell's busiest roads later that night. We think it'll take between 2 and 3 hours to move it that far. And then at midnight Saturday night, or midnight Sunday morning, however you want to look at that, the house will move the rest of the way. So between the first move in the morning and the move in the afternoon is when an army of people, we estimate probably between 60 and 75 people, we'll be canvassing the route, the neighborhood, the businesses, and making sure everything is in order for the move.
So once the house is relocated, what are the plans for it?
So once the house is relocated to its location at Kimball in Chicago, we plan on renovating the house. There's a couple things worth mentioning about the renovation. The house is on the National Registry of Historic Places, and over the years of sitting vacant and over the years of trying to rehab the house, modifications were done to the house. So the housing authority will restore it to its original exterior condition, and in exchange, we'll be allowed to keep it on the National Registry of Historic Places. Then once it's done, the house is rather large. There's approximately 1,800 square feet per floor, maybe just a little bit less. So there will be two apartments in the basement. There will be one apartment and a coffee shop on the main floor and two apartments upstairs. So in total, there will be five spaces for apartments and one coffee shop. And we will lease it out to Caldwell's first responders. Police officers, firefighters, and paramedics, and then teachers and medical professional if there are any vacancies after that.
And what a great thing to have it be an active and vibrant part of the community once again.
Sure. So if you take a look at that area in downtown Caldwell, it's a little blighted. There are some older buildings, but there's great potential down there. And there are some other older historic buildings right across the street is one of the Stunenberg houses. It's not the original or not the main Stunenberg house where the governor was assassinated, but one of the Stunenberg construction project. And then around the corner, there's another historic house and then the Presbyterian Church where the College of Idaho was founded. So the house will be in good company with three other buildings that are on the National Registry of Historic Places. So we hope to be that catalyst for that corner. Maybe people see a renovation of an old historic house and it provides some revitalization to that area.
Well, best of luck to you on this move over the weekend. And I appreciate you taking time to talk with us about this.
Yeah, thank you very much. You know, one last plug for my staff and the people who made this happen. And the public can always come out and watch the house move. Just stay out of the way because it's a big house. But I would suspect that there will probably never be a house that large moved downtown Caldwell ever again. Yeah. And I'm just guessing, but
I would think you were right. Yeah. Well, thank you so much for your time. We've been talking with Mike Dittenberg, Executive Director of the Caldwell Housing Authority, about the upcoming move of the John C. Rice House happening this weekend. Thanks so much for listening to Idaho Matters. Boise State Public Radio and Idaho Matters are members of the NPR Network. It's an independent coalition of public media podcasters. You can find more shows in the network wherever you get your podcasts. I'm Gemma Gaudette. We'll see you tomorrow.
I'm Rachel Martin. You probably know how interview podcasts with famous people usually go. There's a host, a guest, and a light Q&A. But on Wildcard, we have ripped up the typical script. It's a new podcast from NPR where I invite actors, artists, and comedians to play a game using a special deck of cards to talk about some of life's biggest questions. Listen to Wildcard wherever you get your podcasts, only from NPR.